So welcome back. So we talked about how the Christian wedding officiant minister is a role. So you are a minister, a kingdom minister possibly, or a church minister. Likely you're doing this voluntarily, so you're not getting paid. If you had a ministry in your community and were to be paid through this work, praise the Lord, you'd become a nonprofit. All of these things, you need to have a ministry. So it is legitimate. So to really understand what it means to be a Christian wedding officiant minister, let's look at some of those words and unpack them. Well, first of all, a minister is a servant. It comes from the Greek word diakonos. A lot of times in church polity, in church circles, there's elders and deacons. Well, that deacon word comes from the word minister. So a diakonos. So we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 5, and 6, not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves. So you see that ministers don't put the crown on their own head. But our competence comes from God. He made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Ministers connect the world of heaven with the world of earth through the Word of God, the new covenant. So that's a minister. Now, ministers are commended and recognized by others as core. Romans 16, verse 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul says, I commend to you, our sister Phoebe, a minister. There's that word diakonos. Some translations say servant. Other translations say a deacon. But it's a minister of the church in Cenchrea. I ask you to receive her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints and give her any help she may need from you, for she has been a great help to many people, including me. So the Apostle Paul is commending Phoebe, a minister. And Phoebe carried the book of the Romans. She was a kingdom minister, probably a wealthy patron. Later in that passage, she was a big help. That Greek word there is proistemi. She was a patron, a leader. She probably had an entourage. She was wealthy enough to have a group of people go with her as she carried the letter to the Romans. When people asked her what the letter meant, she was able to explain what Paul was talking about when he was talking about a very difficult letter, the book of Romans. So, but notice, he commends her. So a commending process for someone else to commend you is vitally important. A minister is called or asked to serve. When you've been asked to do a wedding, you are called to do a minister function in a specific task. Colossians 4, 7, 8. Tychicus will tell you all the news about me. He is a dear brother, a faithful minister, that's the word diakonos, and a faithful fellow servant in the Lord. I am sending him to you for the express purpose that you may know about our circumstances and that he may encourage your hearts. So he has a specific task there, that the task of communication, to know the circumstances that the Apostle Paul is in right there, and also the encouragement task, the exhortation task. So here he is, a minister. A lot of times when we think about ministers in the sense of how I was a minister, it was the whole enchilada, so to speak. It was all of the roles. I went, 8 years to college and seminary. When I left, I was expected to preach, to teach, to marry, to bury, to baptize, you know, all of these roles. And a lot of times, I didn't get trained in how to specifically officiate or officiate anything. That was just, well, you're a general practitioner, you'll figure it out. But when we see in the history of the church, ministers can have very specific tasks. And in those specific ministry roles, we communicate the gospel. So in this class, we're going to have a presentation by Dr. David Fettes, who communicates the Christian understanding of marriage and family, so that you as a minister know what Christianity stands for when it comes to marriage and family. What else a minister does, a specific task when it comes to ministry to those who are getting married, is to do premarriage counseling, and we're going to talk specifically how to do premarriage counseling or life coach ministry counseling. Now, we have pastoral care classes at Christian Leaders Institute. We have life coach minister classes here. We have chaplaincy classes, and each of them have a different style. What I'll do here is I'll teach you sort of a composite style that you get the essentials of a minister who is doing a specific task of guiding a process where someone who wants to get married can understand, because you understand what the Christian teaching of marriage is about, can get premarriage counseling, and if that's an opportunity for you to explore with the couple that's asked you to marry them or in your ministry, we will give you that training, accountable training, that you'll be able to do well in your specific task. What I love about being a minister is it is a role, just like a doctor is a role, a nurse is a role. And I love being part of a training organization that mobilizes more people to do that role, and you will be part of that. So I'm so excited at what God is doing in your life.